London. It was the late summer of 1862, and Walter Mackenzie was dead. He had been ill for some while. To tell the truth, he had been ill for 15 years or so, and during all that time, his sister had lived with him in a house in Arundel Street and had looked after him. Before then, indeed, she had cared for her aged father. Dull, wearisome, monotonous nursing duties had consumed the entirety of Miss Margaret Mackenzie's adult life. And now...
alone? Without a friend in the whole world? What's to become of me?
Miss Mackenzie was kind and self-denying, but now there was no ailing relative to look after. She was alone. She possessed next to no money. She was 35 years of age, and without intending any disrespect, I may say that she was not quite a beauty. What indeed was to become of her? Tom, her surviving brother, he would not forget her, of course, but he had never shown much interest in her welfare.
Good morning to you, sister.
Oh, Tom, come in. Are you well?
I'd be better, I think, were it not for the cares of business.
And Sarah?
Poor Sarah. She feels burdened on all fronts. Looking after the family, worrying on my account, fretting about the future. Have you decided yet where you live?
Well...
I'm sure we could find a spare room for you, and I promise it's not all despondency at Gower Street.
I'm very grateful. But for the time being, at least, I think I'll stay here.
Whether Tom's offer of accommodation was a sign of latent generosity...